I wrote these words in 1997. Revival has become a buzzword for the closing of this century. I too am praying for the Lord to awaken the church to a revived state of being. However, I am concerned. I'm concerned that many of us do not even know what revival is really about. I'm afraid that revival will just become another fad that will pass through the religious world. Fads like discipleship, worship, evangelism, and cell groups. We as religious leaders are guilty of bouncing side to side from one nugget of truth to another, and in the process abandoning the former truths that we have learned to embrace the latest fad of truth. Thus, we are not growing in the love and the knowledge of the Lord Jesus Christ, but rather we are becoming Pharisaical in nature by growing in head knowledge without living out the truths that we have obtained.
Do we really understand? Until we understand the day we live in, we will continue in our slumber and our sleep. The vast majority of us are excited because we got something a little bit better than somebody down the street. Who gives a squat, friend? We are so short of what God wants us to be, and we're complacent because we're better than somebody else down the road. And we will never become what God is calling us to be as a school and as an individual, Nick, until we wake up and recognize the day we're living in. The hour has come for you to wake up. The hour has come for you to wake up.
The only one that I could live for. One way, Jesus, you're the only one that I could live for.
He's saying that the day we live in is a night time. The night is almost over. Are you hearing me? It's almost over. Listen to me. I am at a place in my life right now, at least, that I'm saying, Jesus, if you want to come right now, either you will get no veto from me. Let us put aside. He's talking to the Christian here. Let us put aside the deeds of darkness and put on the armor of light. He says, wake up!
One way, Jesus, you're the only one that I can live for. One way, Jesus, you're the only one that
wake up, O sinner! Rise from the dead, and Christ shall rise upon you. I want a move of God.
You are the way, the truth, and the life. To live by faith and not by sight.
Slipped off into la-la land, dreaming about what God did yesteryear. I don't care about what God did yesteryear. What's God doing in your life today? But he's not concerned about your happiness. He's concerned about your holiness. The hour has come for you to wake up. The hour has come for you to wake up.
The only one that I can.
for some warriors who will stop playing around with their sin and complacency and will put on an armor of light and say, we've got to wake up and do what God's called us to do.